All right, we got a KFC Radio quickie today. We're popping pills in K. Marco's rooftop lounge. We're at his penthouse apartment.
Which I did not know you were coming to.
Nor did you know you were going to do this podcast. We were like, here's a microphone. You're like,
little background, I was homesick today. I said, Kevin, you want to stop by? He did stop by. He brought the whole KFC Radio team with him with mics. Still didn't tell me we were doing anything. And they set up to record. And I was like, oh, what are you guys doing? You're like, a quickie. With you.
With you. That's what, come on. You joined up for once a week, bro. Yeah. We signed the contract.
Yeah. That's true.
You don't get sick days from KFC.
That's good. No, it's good to be here. Yeah.
You know, Dave might keep you out of the office. No sick, no days off here.
Thanks for coming to me.
So today is the Pick Only Two Pills Challenge. It's a little wordy. I would have named this meme differently.
Pick Only Two Pills Challenge?
I would just call it the Pick Two Pills.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the meme, so I'm really flying blind
right.
here.
So, no, I'll explain it. All right. Okay. So, there are 9 pills you can take. Think of it like the Matrix, all right? You're going to pick a pill. You get to take 2 of them. Number one, look 15 years younger.
I'm going to pass on that one.
What?
I'm going to pass on that one.
Why?
Because I would look 14.
You already look like you're a little baby.
That's what I'm saying.
Like a fat little baby.
A little fat cunt boy.
I've looked like a fat baby my
fat
whole
little
life.
Bitch boy.
Dude, you're going to look like a fat baby till you're dead.
This is outrageous what's happening right now. But so dude, when I was on the varsity team my freshman year.
Humblebrag. I'm a fat baby on the varsity team.
It wasn't even Humblebrag. He paused to look over at me for that.
Just a straight brag.
Yeah, no, that was just a brag. I was like, yeah. They used to call me the fat 5-year-old. And I thought maybe one day I would grow out of it. But
nope.
This is just the body I have.
You're just getting fatter and you're staying 5. You're staying 5. You just get bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Huh.
Number 2, read minds for 3 days. It's a pretty small window. Number 3, forget your ex. Number 4, eating without gaining weight. Fights? Maybe you could use that one.
I might be done with this fucking quickie, I'll tell you that.
Number 5, add 5 centimeters to your height. So clearly this was made elsewhere. That's like, what, 2 inches? 5 centimeters?
No.
Less than it.
No, it's like
it's close.
Yeah, it's close.
Like an inch and a half?
Yeah, I think it's 3 centimeters per inch, right?
I'm going to look this up while you keep talking. I'll look this up.
You better be right over there because you were like, Mr. Centimeters over here, Mr. Metric Conversion.
Me or John?
You.
Me?
Oh. Yeah.
5 centimeters.
Something makes me want to say that like 4 centimeters is an inch. But it also
I think
could
it's
be
three
seven.
Point something.
5 centimeters equals 0 feet, 1.96 inches.
Well, that's
centimeters
help.
Are tiny. That's why I was laughing.
Centimeters are tiny.
I wanted to check before
so
I laughed even more.
0.1 feet. That's like an inch, right?
Do you know how small centimeters are? This was so stupid. Wait. What did you say? Centimeters? 5 centimeters were what?
I said almost like an inch and change.
Oh. Well, no, that's what
I think it
is.
Kind of is. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I thought you said feet.
No, No. It's like an inch and like an inch and a half. Yeah. Let's just say an inch and a half.
Okay.
Or they say
I apologize.
Argument.
I misheard you.
Thank you. Apology may be accepted. Number 6, become super strong. Like me. Number 7, have a lot of money.
This kid's feeling himself today.
We're going to have to put like a number on that. Like a lot of money can mean a lot of different things. So think about that for a second. Number 8, for Feidelberg, always feel happy.
I don't think I'd like to always. I think I'd like a day.
Well, this is why
I don't want
we actually discussed this earlier when I was planning this quickie, and we were like, Feidelberg will probably like pick that one, but then be unhappy about how he's happy just because that's how it rolls. That's how it goes for fights. Like, oh my God, I'm so fucking happy all the time. I hate this. And number 9, the final one, get millions of followers, which we'll also have to put a number on. Because if you have like 50 million followers, you can be very rich.
You'd be the richest person
in the world. Let's say millions of followers is 10 million.
Okay.
And let's say have a lot of money is 10 million and have a lot of followers is 10 million. Fair?
Yeah. That's fair.
So it's not like an exorbitant amount of either.
There was only 3 of those that I was interested in at all.
Hit me.
Have a lot of money, easily number 1. Add to your height. Any guy should take any inches they can get.
Fair.
And,
unless you're like
and
6'10".
The last one, get followers. But that kind of goes with money. If I have a ton of money, I don't need the followers.
So that's the, or vice versa. Like you get all the followers, you can get a lot of money.
But then you have to work for it. If you have the money, you don't even need the followers because you don't have to work at all.
Yeah, that's true. You I don't mean, have money, to pose money with should like, be like always first.
Yeah, like these Instagram models, they have to pose like drinking the juice out of the pineapple and advertise the pineapple. And that takes away from your credibility. I could keep my credibility and just have that.
Like in Dubai, like overlooking a fucking beautiful beach because of your followers.
I could just travel to Dubai with the money.
Yeah, but that's kind of like eventually your money runs out, like your sugar daddy's doesn't.
That's true. Yeah. So I'd skip the hike.
I'm good.
I'd skip the hike because I'm 6'2", so I'm good there.
Okay.
So
I would take
the
relax.
I'd take the followers and the money.
Let's say like 6'1" and change.
I don't want to read minds. I would never want that.
Especially like for 3 days. It's like I don't know. That's just like a
yeah.
Bad
that's
three
probably
days.
Something that you'd probably kill yourself after. It's like you had the greatest drug in the world. I would like to do it.
Oh no! If I hear a conversation happening that might mention me, I run and hide in the other direction.
Oh yes,
I'm a huge ignorance is bliss guy. Yeah. I don't want to know what you're thinking about me. I don't want to know what you're saying about me.
I agree with that.
The happy image in my head of what's happening.
I wouldn't be reading minds of like people I'm talking to. I'd be reading minds of like strangers at the bar, being like, "What do they want to?"
Oh, it'd be so like a pickup move.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pickup move or just like a...
Just morbid curiosity.
Morbid curiosity. For 3 days, like that could be kind of fun. Be like, I love eavesdropping. I eavesdrop all the fucking time. I wish I could never... I would choose eavesdrop. Like, I can hear better if I become a mute. And I can just eavesdrop on conversations and I never have to fucking talk anymore.
What a creep you are. Never have to talk anymore. You are a goddamn podcaster for a fucking living.
I chose the wrong profession, Kevin.
Clearly.
The only time I ever talk, we talk about this all the time, the only time I ever talk is when I'm on this stupid show.
It's true. You are really a fucking mute otherwise.
Yeah.
What are you picking? Give me your first pick.
I'm like taking all of them. I want a lot. I only get three.
OD on this whole fucking thing.
I thought you only get two.
Two. You get two.
Oh boy.
I'm actually stunned. I could see fights just being like, I don't want any of these pills. I just want to die miserable.
the only ones, it's like, I mean, forget your ex. I'd absolutely take that. Eat without gaining
wait,
weight.
Wait, you would?
Why? You get those great text messages.
I'd forget every ex I ever had. Her. Of course. Why would you want to remember an ex?
Because of like her unbelievably graphic texts that are awesome.
Oh, I'm talking about, I'm not even like single one ex. I
should call you a fat little cunt boy.
Fat little cunt boy.
I mean, come on.
That's the best.
I hope there's like anthrax sprinkled on those flowers.
I'm forgetting anybody who's not in my life anymore. I don't need that. Eat without gaining weight. Yeah, sure. That'd be a good one.
I already do that, so I don't need that.
This guy, 6'2", don't gain any weight. Jump off the building, bro.
6'2", 183.
I take an. I don't really give a fuck about an inch and a half of height. I mean, the answers are both like pretty obvious here. It's going to be have a lot of money, and
But here's the thing, guys. If you have a lot, if you have infinite happiness, you don't need money.
I don't want to always feel happy.
I almost just threw this fucking
get
phone
fucking
in your
lost.
Head.
Always feel happy is so boring. Happy people are fucking annoying too.
Insufferable.
Yeah. Yo, how you know what? They're so like just not interesting. Oh, you're happy?
Yeah.
Get lost.
Feeling depressed makes me happy. That's like the best feeling to have. So I don't want.
That's my drug. You want to talk about pills? My pill is being depressed. Where's the like the 10th pill? Be depressed.
Like watching a depressing movie and feeling depressed after and listening to depressing music.
That's called living, bro. That's called living.
Listening to depressing music is the best.
Yeah.
What was the Sam Smith one? There's like first song.
All of the Sam Smith
ones. Stay with me?
Yes. When that song came out, I wanted a girlfriend. Just so she could dump me so bad.
They all do. So that's, you know,
they all
that
do.
Little cunt boy always gets
they
stuck.
All do.
You can yo, set your fucking clock to that.
What are you
one.
Doing? What are you doing for the next 3 months? You want to hate someone soon?
Hey, are you looking to be able to really viciously break someone's heart in a few months? Date me. I mean, super strong. Could not give a fuck less about that.
No, I couldn't care less.
What could you do with strength?
I don't know. Would you look strong, though? Like, do you get cut from it?
Yeah, or do you I just, would definitely think so.
I'd
yeah.
like to be cut, I guess.
But even that, it's like, whatever.
But I don't need to be
for
strong
dude,
for anything.
Come on.
I'd probably keep my height. I think I would do $10 million, or $10 million, and I think I'd keep my height and just get cut.
So you, actually, so you do get money and get strong?
I think so. What are the other ones that like people are actually cared about?
Look, 15 years younger is
no.
certainly out.
No,
I mean, that's like, if you're like 60, you're picking that.
Yeah, maybe you hang on to that one.
Or I think chicks will definitely pick that one. Guys, like, nobody gives a fuck. Read minds. Apparently, you're in on that. Like, you're a sicko. Forget your ex. Eat without gaining weight. Gain height. Super strong. Money. Happy. Followers. I'll be honest. The internet addict in me is thinking about the followers.
Oh, dumb.
10 million
look.
Followers. Like, $10 million is not like, you know, you're set for life sort of thing.
Right.
You have a steady stream of followers. Like, those fucking idiots on the Jersey Shore are probably just still caking it because they have a few million followers. You know what I mean? You give me 10 million followers, I'll make that last.
Yeah, if you go $10 million and 10 million followers, you never have to work again.
And then, like, you have your money and your happiness and, like, your, like, quote unquote fame, and you're good to go.
I'm thinking, hang on, though, do these 10 million followers, do they like you?
Or John, are they bots or are they real people?
Because they don't like you. So.
So some of them do. No, but I mean, like,
like a couple of them.
Do they wake? Not most of them.
Not a lot of them.
Not a lot of them.
I'm thinking I'm batting like 15% with my followers that like me. Too high?
It's a little high.
You think it's too high?
What's a high? It's a high. No, it's good. You're good.
I was going to say that I was at 25%.
You probably are. I think I'm at, like, I could be single digits right now. My Q score is at a really
my
all-time
Twitter
low.
Fans mostly like me. Twitter is where I go for,
what do you
for
got, like,
good feedback.
7 or 8,000 followers?
Everywhere
Twitter?
Else, they don't like me. Yeah, no. 145. Oh. I'm making my way up.
Well, you know, 6'2". At least you
I'm
got that going
about,
for you.
Along those lines, I'm thinking about the strength thing a little bit. Like, if we're talking about, like, lift stuff over your head strength, I don't care.
Right.
But if we're talking about, like, you can win any fight, I'd be interested in that.
You want to fight?
Because I like to talk a lot of shit. I do it on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it in person because I'd get my ass kicked by almost anyone. But if I could win any fight, I could really express myself more in person.
There's also something to, like, you're not really going to fight. When you walk in a room, though, and you can beat up every single person, like, you're happy.
If I know I could, like, if a bouncer didn't let me in.
Yeah.
The last time I talked shit to a bouncer in Greece, he punched me in the face, and it fucking hurt. So I don't talk
really?
Shit to bouncers anymore. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What was the debate? What was, like, the
I was
problem?
In Europe.
Was this esteemed debate you had?
I was in Europe in college. I was a dumb college kid, and he let all the girls in, but he didn't let me and my friend in the bar. And so we did the typical, like, American thing, like, fuck you, you're a bouncer. Walked away. It's Greece. It's not America. So they follow you. And they brought their friends with them, and you just went ahead, punched my friend in the face. He fell down. I was so stunned
down.
That I didn't fall down, but I just got clocked in the face and was like... The fact that I didn't fall down is actually a big source of pride for me.
Huge.
But
huge. I would be like, I won that fight.
It hurt a lot. And I learned my lesson pretty quick. My trip to Europe, that's what I learned. Don't talk shit to bouncers, and getting punched in the face hurts.
There you go. Yeah. Take that pill. There's a lesson for you.
My cousin got punched in the face by a bouncer once. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't by a bouncer. But he loves to brag that he didn't go down.
Yeah.
And he was at a pool hall, like a Sunday night here in New York City. New kid to the city. He hustled, but beats a kid in pool talking shit the whole time. And the kid goes, hey, let's go outside. And my cousin was like, okay. And he walked outside, and the dude just waited for him and smoked him in the face. Broke his jaw clean. And he was like, I didn't go down. I'm like, but you went outside.
Yeah, like a
didn't
fucking
expect
idiot.
It. He's like, I thought he wanted to just talk. I'm like, if you want to go outside... He was like 21.
Hey,
like,
man, let's go outside and talk about how you just hustled me in pool.
It's a big source of pride. It's a big thing with my friend. Like, I would never say his name, but my friend Matt Seibel, he got punched in the face, and he fucking crumpled into a ball, like, fetal position on the ground, and I didn't. So I've been riding that high for a while.
So you're taking strength, then?
Well, it depends if that's how it works. If I can beat people up with that strength, then yes.
Yeah, let's say you're fucking...
Over the followers.
So give me your two picks.
I would
picks
take
then.
The money
and strength.
Money and strength.
Fights? I might take the strength just to beat up fights. The only reason I haven't beat up fights yet is because I can't. I would fucking beat you up all the time if I could.
You better get a lot of strength.
Oh, okay, tough guy. Man.
No, you just have a lot of coming up to do in the world. You got a whole lot of coming up to
I'm
do.
Coming from negative. I need to get super strength to get back to zero.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you picking? What are your two?
I'm going to go money, and I'm going to go... this is really hard. I think I'm going to go money and followers.
So vain.
Yeah, no, I'm an incredibly vain person. God, it actually is hard.
Can I just, like, crush up the money pill and snort it and do double the money? That's what I'm doing. Just give me that right as much as I can. Give me all the money in the world. I might, to be honest, the happiness,
it intrigues me. Was literally never one I considered. I'm thinking, like, strength... Money, and followers.
You only get two, you idiot. You
I'm
also
I'm
need to.
Thinking. I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say we need a math fucking pill over here.
You know what? Strength. It's strength.
You're both doing strength and money.
Yeah. You have strength, though. I feel like you can beat
like,
up anyone.
What? Like, you're the fucking
Hulk.
Yeah,
but, like,
I've heard stories of you beating people
up. It doesn't look... It's not, like, an attractive strength. I assume the pill
gives fat baby strength.
It's just... Just a fat person.
Fat people can punch hard. That's my strength. That's great. You just want to be hot, you little bitch.
Yeah, that's really... I'm, again, going for the vanity aspect of it. I assume it's, like, an attractive strength. I don't want to... Like, I don't have interest in being the mountain. I want to be, like, Brad Pitt in Fight Club. Like, I've wanted to be my entire life and just put in zero effort for it for a single day.
Yo, what about this? What if you put the 15 years younger pill in your pocket for like
a
little later?
I thought about that one. Yeah. I thought about that.
Take that when you're 55, 60, whatever.
I think by then,
you don't care, right? Again, girls are taking that one. Guys are not.
Yeah.
I'm going
plus,
money and followers.
Plus, that's weird, being 15 years younger and like looking 45 and being like, yeah, no, I don't want to go out. I'm 60 years old.
Like, I mean, that's like what we do now.
I'm just sitting inside.
I mean, we're like way younger than that. We don't want to go out now.
I know.
Right. So I'm saying, like, what's the difference? You just look good.
Yeah. I don't care about looking good for myself. I at least am outside.
You know what? Actually, you know what? I just had a thought. Take the 15 years younger pill. You'd be 14, right? Yeah. You could play Little League and you'd be fucking dope. You'd hit home runs every time. You'd be throwing like.
Now we're cooking.
That's a good
being
one.
A little
I've always
hero.
Thought about that, wishing I could go back in time with my current skill set and
just
like
smash dingers.
Let me tell you something.
What?
You're worse at baseball right now than you were when you were 14.
Not if I was playing against little leaguers.
Yes, you are.
Oh no! If I would be throwing.
What
gas.
Was the last time you swung a bat?
I'd be throwing gas. I could hit something.
I could hit something.
No, those kids are so
we need
slow.
To get
I
like a 12-year-old on the mound and keep at the plate. That would be unbelievable.
Like I always think about that. Like if I went back to high school, I would be so like people were like, "Oh, I'm older now." You haven't swung a bat in 15 years, man.
Yeah, no, you're way worse.
I'd get fucking blown away at the plate.
But it's a little different when they're like 11-year-olds pitching.
Still, but like
I'm with you, but
you would very quickly hit an age where you couldn't participate anymore. You'd hit Babe Ruth, and you'd be like, "Nah, I can't keep up with these kids anymore."
That's yeah, but that one year.
Final answer for me: I'm taking the money and the followers because those are the only two things I live for at this point. That's about
none
it, folks.
Other, none of the other ones?
Yeah. Rank no. Strength, not really my scene.
If I had to rank them all, it would be one, money, two, strength, three, followers, four. I am intrigued by happiness, the idea of it. Five, forget your exes. Six, literally nothing else because I don't remember. Oh, height. Yeah, probably height, six. Seven,
you know what's
minds.
Funny though? I mean, if you do this with three short people, their first choice is going to be height.
You can't be short. Your life sucks if you're short.
Being short is the worst.
Anyone here that's short?
No, we're good. Everyone's good.
Oh, we have a guest. She wants to sit.
Kelly Keeks, what are your choices?
So I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to just watch and let you guys discuss this. But so far, you've made horrible choices, and I can't sit back and let it happen. The correct answer. Is you take the age pill, like you said, you save it for later.
Yeah, but you're
a chick.
No, but listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
You take the age pill, you save it for later. The second one is you take the followers. So you have, see me right now. I'm assuming this age pill like also makes you hot. I'm just going to assume that.
Yeah.
I now have 10 million followers. I'm an Instagram model. And my career will be that long for like at least 15 years. And then in 15 years, once I've gained a following and money, everything that comes with it, I take my pill, I look the fucking same. And I have 15 more years, and then I just retire with my pile of money and my hot body and my hot husband, which will also come with the followers and the money that I make.
See, that's why the 15 years younger
so
for
you
chicks is an absolute game changer. 15 years younger for girls is like infinite money.
Yeah.
That's what
so,
I'm saying.
Like for you, it's great. For us, not so much.
I don't know. There are some hot male models, honestly. There are some hot.
Yeah, like that's
yeah, but
not
like
us.
You could, but that's why I said I'm also not an Instagram model, but it would make me hot also.
So we're going to make this combining. The make me hot pill?
Yeah, it's a make me hot. That's,
see, but being hot for a girl is way more important than being hot for a guy.
I don't know. Well, okay, then I'm sorry for you guys. That's just
it would
answer.
Have to make you hot, because if you just made me 15 years younger, then I'm like scrawny, gangly kid with acne.
No,
again.
No,
you're
saving
it.
So you'll take it 15 years from now so you can look like
but
this.
I'm not an Instagram model now.
Yeah, but you could
that's the thing.
An
so when he's
45,
he takes it now. He's back to 30. He looks like this.
Yeah.
Right, but you have all the followers, and so you'll have built up. You got to work
yeah,
a little bit.
But he just looks like this.
You got to work for it a little bit.
Keith could work on it.
You could work. What are you talking about? He'd be fine.
Hey, wouldn't be like retiring. Keith, no offense, bro. You're not going to like retire off your looks right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why you have to build this following.
But,
and
then
back again, people recognize you, be like, oh my God, he never even ages. You know how many people talk about
that's
like
the difference.
And they're like, oh my God, he never even ages. It's like incredible. Like, yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah, if you look at Keith, you're like, oh, he's 30. It's like, all right, whatever. But if you're like, he's 45, you're like, oh shit, this guy's fucking like, you know, he's aging backwards.
Like I said. Aging backwards. That's the ultimate.
It's the fountain of youth.
Earlier you asked me, what is a bigger compliment? You look so skinny or you look so tan. The biggest compliment is you look like you're aging backwards. That's, I changed
which
my
is
mind.
The pill.
That's number
that
one.
Is the pill.
Which is the pill. So that's it. That's that's my thoughts.
I'll still take the
what if you took what if you took the pill and the money? Oh, shit. I'm changing it. Changing mine. You take the pill and the money. So now you get $10 million. You got a pill that makes you 15 years younger. You're now rich. You have $10 million.
Right.
You go to like a pharmaceutical company. You reverse engineer the pill.
Oh, so you don't even take the pill. You just like kind of like
just
like
break
study
it
the
down,
pill. Yeah.
Study it.
That's good.
You mass produce the pill.
That. Yeah.
You know what? I don't
like
even need
Ben
the
Affleck.
Second pill.
Like,
I just mass produce the
from
pill.
From then on, I'm a gazillionaire at that point.
Look at this guy. He just stood up because he's like,
I want everyone to know how much bigger I am than you. And once I have this pill, it is. I mean, that's like. That's it. That's the answer. I'm taking the pill and the money, and then I'm reverse engineering the pill, and I'm getting so much more goddamn money by selling a pill that makes you look 15 years younger. I have discovered the fountain of youth. I am Ponce de Leon.
Ponce de Leon.
Yeah.
Just check him.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure which one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You nailed it.
I was slowly trying to watch eyes so Keith didn't laugh at me again before proving me right.
No, I didn't laugh.
What about happiness? You know what? I'm changing my answers.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just going to
make happy pills.
I'm just going to be happy and eat without gaining weight and just double down on my happiness. That's actually my answer. I don't need the money. I just want to eat and be happy.
I'm sticking with mine. I'm good with mine. The reverse engineering.
Keith just wants to beat up bouncers in Greece.
Keith, I'd like to go
Keith
back.
He has
there.
This one guy he wants to
No, I'm not mad
to.
At that guy because I deserved it. I'd like to beat
is
up
there a,
bouncer.
Is there a pill for murder a bouncer in Greece?
No,
I'll
that guy,
that
no, I
times.
Had that coming. That was a good life lesson that I learned, so I respect that guy. But I'd like to fight with people now with no consequences for sure. I have kind of a hot temper.
You can always fight on the internet
like
with followers.
Control that in public.
That's the name of the game. All right, so nobody knows what pill they're taking.
I did. What are you talking about?
Rich and strength.
Rich and strength. You're
rich
doing. I'm just going to be fat and happy, but not fat because I don't gain weight from eating.
And Kelly's an Instagram model.
Done. See you next week for KFC Radio.
Tuesday.